Welcome back to Intrepid Business on the Intrepid Now Network. This is Bill and Mike on the mic. I am your host, Bill Ramsey, honored to be in the studio with my friend and co-host, Mike Haberman. Salutations, Mike. How's your morning so far?
It's going well, Bill. I got lucky and didn't run into any traffic this morning. And anytime in Atlanta you can avoid traffic, you're doing well.
Well, listen, you know, I've only lived here 3 years, 3.5 years up north of this city. And, you know, people are always whining about traffic in Atlanta. And I just, you know, the way I look at it is there's no traffic where nothing's happening. So, but I meant to tell you, I had a new experience in stuck traffic. You know, my 42-mile drive into the studio this morning took me an hour and a half. Hey, you know, you see all kinds of crazy things. People, you know, stuck in traffic. There was the woman changing her shirt one day in her car. And then today, a new one. You always see people texting. Sometimes you see people on a computer. Honest to goodness, look next to me, dude playing a harmonica in his car. And you talk about it, of course, I could double, triple take because we're sitting still. It's like, dude is playing a harmonica in his car.
I was just wondering how many people were stopped to see the woman changing her shirt in traffic.
Well, so it was completely stopped, so there was no danger of an accident, but I'm going to leave that topic right now before this goes downhill. So, Mike, I'm excited to tell our audience about a series that we are launching here on the Intrepid Now Network, particularly on the Intrepid Business Show. It's the Fast Growth Series. There are companies here in Atlanta that have been identified as some of the fastest growing companies in the area, which is tremendously exciting. And so as we've seen these companies that are exploding, obviously, that is a wealth of information that there are a lot of other companies would like to know. Hey, what have you done right? What are some of the mistakes that you've seen companies make? And so we are going to be presenting an entire series on fast growth companies in the Atlanta metro area. So today's conversation is dovetails with that. It is my pleasure to introduce Trevor Smith, advisor for Cressa. Welcome to the show, Trevor.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. Doing super. Doing super. Well, before we get into the conversation, Trevor, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, when I'm not hanging out with you guys at Speakeasy, we're just got engaged 2 months ago, back in October. Ole Miss alumni, so I'm excited about the Peach Bowl coming up. Love racing dirt bikes, so I get out and get dirty on the motocross bike and play some tennis and drums. So it's fun.
Excellent.
You're somewhat of a beer expert, too, as I understand.
Enthusiast, yeah. Snob. Some people would say snob. Yeah, beer is a lot of fun and actually part of my job.
How so? Explain.
Well, in connection with Beer Street Journal, we talk to breweries, and they're expanding. You know, hey, they're growing craft brewery. We just hit, what was it, over 3,200 breweries now in the country?
Really?
It's a lot. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, we're helping them plan on expansion, and we actually have project management at Cressa working down at Sweetwater right now, expanding their piping, their brewery services, and all the cold water. They do a lot of mechanical work over there.
Fascinating. Just out of curiosity, I was pleasantly surprised when I moved here that Atlanta Metro is kind of a mecca for breweries. Do you know roughly how many we've got here in the area?
Probably pushing 20.
All right. All right. That has absolutely has nothing to do with our conversation, except we easily get derailed by a beer conversation before lunch on a Monday. That is sad.
Man, that's bad.
You mentioned Cressa, and you were an advisor for them. For those in our audience who do not know, who's Cressa?
Cressa. We are now the world's largest tenant rep only firm. And what tenant rep means, tenant representation. We represent companies who want to lease or purchase office or industrial space. So we have no ties to the landlords. We are unbiased in our opinions. And that gives us the ability to give our clients the 100% best advice, you know, advisor. We become a part of their team. We don't care where they go as long as they're happy. And we're able to negotiate on their behalf because we don't have any ties to the landlords.
So to sort of put it in the lingo that I understand with health insurance, there's the difference between somebody who sells a health insurance policy for a particular company, and then there is a broker who can then actually advise that company on any different insurance policy, different insurance company. And so you do the same thing. You're not tied to a particular space. You're tied to
the client.
The client.
So the broker would say, hey, what do you need? What are your health needs? They just said, okay, lay it out, make a plan for you, and say, based on your specific needs, this is the specific plan that we think you should go with. And we do that for companies. Say, hey, how many people do you need to house? People are going to be in this office day in, day out. What's your commute look like? We use a scattergram. Where are all your people coming from? You know, get a home base for them. It's usually the 3 mile radius of the CEO's home address
is typically where it goes.
Ironic.
It's funny how that gets really weighted to the CEO's address.
But yeah, we take those requirements that they give us up front and we walk them through that whole process and say, based on all these things, here are your top picks, and walk them through the rest of it.
How long have you been doing it?
4.5 years. They say after year three, you've made it because there's a 90% failure rate.
Wow.
So I guess I'm good.
I'm good to go.
Sorry, not yeah. You know what I mean.
So no, I've heard you're good too. So
so for the audience that is not familiar with Cresa, that's capital CRESA. Tell us a little bit more about the company.
So the company, our headquarters is in Boston, Massachusetts, and basically it started because, you know, say out of Atlanta, we work with Company X and they have offices Houston, Dallas, you name the big city. Well, they wanted our services in Atlanta. And so a group of different tenant rep only companies were always calling each other saying, hey, I got a deal for you, blah, blah, blah. They decided to get together and create a company. And we're now 21 years old.
Cool.
And we did just over $250 million in revenue last year.
Wow. Wow. Nice. Were you doing something in real estate prior to this?
Straight out of college.
Straight out of college.
Very few people go to college and use their degree. But real estate finance was my degree and got jumped straight into it.
Wow. You're the guy who actually is doing what you studied.
Wow. Surprisingly.
Who'd have thunk? I didn't know there was such a person.
Before that, it was a biochem major. We know how that turned out. So.
Yeah. Well, and I'm to be honest with you, I'm surprised to know that there is a degree in real estate finance. My background with real estate is certainly mostly in the residential arena where you have a whole bunch of people who are looking for alternative careers get into that. So actually, the people I know in commercial real estate are the same way. So you, when I first found out that you were doing this, shocked me by your youthfulness. The fact that somebody your age is in an arena that I typically attribute to older people.
Sure.
Not really old people, but, you know, middle-aged people who are looking at second and third careers, perhaps. Do you have people like you that are your age that are in that arena, or are you unusual in that?
Well, the reason you see that, typically the middle-aged to older guy or girl who gets into commercial real estate is because of that barrier to entry. It's a 100% commission job. So usually they were doing something else prior. Like, I'll give you an example. Guy's 33. We just hired him. He was over at Wells Fargo doing commercial insurance. So he had business connections. He had money saved up, you know, operating expenses for his life expenses, so to speak, for the next 6 months, a year, whatever it is. So he was able to transition into that. So that's why you see typically older, seasoned people being your commercial real estate agent as opposed to a young guy like me, because it's just tough to get in.
Okay. All right. Now, where'd you go to school?
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
University of Mississippi.
Other schools have this kind of degree, or is Ole Miss unusual in that?
I don't know. Georgia Tech actually has a grad program for it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I'm going through what's called CCIM. It's a designation. It's equivalent of kind of getting your graduate's degree in it. Gone through all the courses but one. I've got one left. So.
Yeah. So let me ask you, if I'm listening to the show right now, Trevor, and let's say that I'm an executive of a company, how do I know, you know, I want to move my office or I'm looking to, in the first place, start one. Mm-hmm. How do I know if I need you?
What? Sure.
Who hires you? And is there like a level at, you know, this is when I know I need Cresa as opposed to just me doing it myself?
Even from the very beginning, you definitely need representation because, you know, hey, if you're going to go get brain surgery, you want somebody who's doing it day in, day out. Everybody says, oh, real estate's easy. I can handle it. Well, it's not so much the negotiating on the deal terms. Hey, you get some free rent. Yeah, we got some money for some new carpet, new paint. It's the nuances of the lease. Did you address parking issues? Who's going to be responsible for the HVAC? I mean, even things as small as that can affect a 1-2-person shop. So, you know, when someone has a small company that just got started out, they probably have 1 or 2 employees. We would recommend them going to a place like this, kind of a Regis location, a shared office. But once they get to probably 4 or 5, it makes more sense economically to go out and get their own space once they're probably about 5 employees. The typical office average size move in Atlanta is 5,000 square feet. So you're looking at probably 20 employees.
That's fascinating. I didn't even realize a company that small would still be needing your services.
Yeah, I'll have them call me up all the time and say, hey, we know we're just starting out. We may be too small, but I can still point them in the right direction, give them some pointers, even if we don't actually do a deal until they get a little larger. But yeah.
We'll be right back to Intrepid Business after this quick break.
This program is brought to you by Miles Finch Innovation, LLC, a creative consultancy that is passionate about ideas, imagination, and facilitating a culture of innovation. Miles Finch Innovation helps companies navigate the messy territory of corporate innovation. They're strategic thinking partners who can help you get unstuck and identify creative solutions to your toughest challenges. They also love to train and speak on the subject of creative leadership. Learn more about how they can help you at milesfinchinnovation.com. Miles Finch Innovation, idea-centric, strategically driven, humanly conscious.
Welcome back to Bill and Mike on the Mic, where we are joined by Trevor Smith, advisor for Cressa.
Trevor, one of the things in Atlanta that is frequently in the news is the fact that this is a growing high-tech marketplace with a lot of startups, with the fact that we've got Georgia Tech there, got incubators various places for that. If you've got a small company that is starting, is that an appropriate customer for you? Can you help that one or two or three-person company that is trying to get their feet off of the ground, or do they need to be bigger?
Two answers to that. First, we can definitely help them. Typically don't get paid on that kind of deal just because it's small. It's more just, hey, point you in the right direction and get you started. But yes, so if they need a Regis, that kind of thing. We send a lot of business to those type of companies because we get those small referrals in, and we're able to go in there, negotiate a better deal, so to speak, because we send them a lot of business than that company would if they went direct, and save them time. So, hey, Regis guys, give us your best deal and then give it to them.
Okay, so I've had you help me do that. Yep. You've got me in a Regis office. How do I now know when it's time to move out of that and come see you again to get my own space?
When you get tired of paying about $90 a foot. Actually, I did the math. That's kind of what it comes out to when you're using all of Regis's services. So usually people graduate, if you will, out of those shared office spaces when they get to 4 or 5 employees. At the smaller level, when you have 5, 6 employees, you could start looking for space 5, 6 months out. And you can do it as quickly as 2 to 3 months, but it's just, that's crunch. And then for the typical office size, going back to the 5,000 square feet, 20 employees, you probably want to be looking 8 to 10 months out.
Wow.
I've got a client, 15,000 feet. We're looking 1.5 years, almost 2 years out, because the move, the process, it's a long, long process.
Yeah, just moving residentially can be a long process. I can't imagine what it'd be like to do that commercially. Do you have a process for them to be able to go through to plan what they look for? I mean, as an advisor, what are you sitting down with them and doing?
So in the initial meeting, we've got kind of a calendar breakdown. So, hey, when does your lease expire? What's our drop-dead date? Where are we trying to be? And kind of work back from there. So we'll walk them through here, decide what kind of buildings they want to be in, how much they want to pay in rent. Get a short list of buildings to tour, go tour the buildings, then get a short list of like, hey, I want to do deals in these 3 buildings here. Negotiate, finally get to deal terms, then get a lease. Negotiate again through the lease, because it's 2 separate negotiating periods, the deal terms and then the lease terms. And then you got to go build it. So you're space planning, bring in a project manager if they're big enough. 10,000 square feet or more is typically when we bring in a project manager, and that's somebody who assists them with lining up the installers, the data telephone guys, the carpet, the paint, the construction workers, everything. But it's the long, drawn-out process.
Wow. I never really thought about what it would take to get into an office space like that.
And just to clarify, early on in our conversation, you had mentioned that you guys also work with industrial spaces, not only white-collar jobs. Interesting.
Yeah, so I have a furniture client of mine. They were trying to set up an East Coast distribution center. So we're out searching, where can we get tax incentives? They're bringing a lot of new jobs. You know, we work with the local economic development team, get them tax incentives, really can lower their cost. I've got one client, we're putting them in an opportunity zone. Because of the number of jobs that they're bringing in, we basically offset their rent for the first 5 years.
Holy smokes.
Pretty impressive.
My word. Well, Trevor, we are running shy on time. Before we go, on a more personal note, what do you love about this job?
I don't have a boss. My boss are my clients. I don't have to clock in. I just enjoy being with clients and helping them better their bottom line. And I do that. People ask me, what do? I'm really more of a connector. I'm not a real estate guy. Real estate just pays the bills. I sit down with the client, and beyond what their real estate needs are, I walk through their sales process. Who are they going after? I pull up my client list. Hey, who can I introduce you to? And really become part of their sales team and somebody they don't have to pay. So they really like it, and it's a more personable, organic relationship because I understand the client's needs, not only from a real estate perspective, but from their company's perspective.
Gotcha. Well, unfortunately, Trevor, we are out of time. But before we go, tell our audience, how can they learn more and keep up with what you're doing?
Go to www.cressa, CRESA.com/Atlanta. That's our Atlanta office location, and my profile and everything is on there.
Trevor Smith, advisor for CRESA, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
Thus ends another episode of the Intrepid Business Show. But good news, the Intrepid Now Network is a cornucopia. Would you say a cornucopia, Mike?
I might not.
Okay, well, I did. It's a cornucopia of conversations in the realms of business, healthcare, photography, living the good life, and more. Which topics interest you? Click on the link at the bottom of this post. There you can tell us what kind of stories you want to hear. We'll curate the content for you and send you only the information that interests you. And, by the way, do us a favor. Share this show with a friend. Please and thank you. This has been Bill and Mike on the Mic on behalf of my co-host Mike Haberman. Thanks for joining us. I'm Bill Ramsey. We'll see you next time on Intrepid Business.